From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 972nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Johnny Cash.
How I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Then you took me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Now, here's my good friend Grant Turner to tell you who's on the show tonight.
Well, to begin with, Johnny, there's those spiritual singing boys, the Jordan Airs, along with Rod Brassfield.
And we've got our guitar-playing friend Chet Atkins.
Sir, String Bean, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest is Justin Tubbs. Hey! Right now, here's the Jordan Airs with their version of that song that's really sweeping the country. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the little bitty baby in his hand. He's got the little bitty baby in his hand. He's got the little bitty baby in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the whole 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 wide world in his hand. He's got everybody here in his hand. He's got everybody here in his hand. He's got everybody here in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the whole 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 wide world in his hand. Well, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world. In his hand.
Thank you very much, Jordan Ayers. That's a wonderful song. And let me tell you, the world can use a little help from him right now. Now then, when you've got a guest handy, I think the best thing to do is just go ahead and use him. So here he is. Let's give a great big Opry welcome to Justin Tubbs.
Yeah.
Justin, it's sure good to have you with us here at the Opry, buddy.
Well, thank you, Johnny. I'm glad to be here. Double glad because this show's at night.
You sound like you've been getting up every morning for that early show, haven't you?
I sure have, and now I know how my new little girl gets all mixed up and cries all night and sleeps all day.
Yeah, those morning shows are rough, Justin, but I hear you've been doing a fine job. And speaking about fine jobs, how about you singing that song you recorded a while back for us?
Well, you must mean you nearly lose your mind.
That's it.
All righty.
keeps on fussing at you every day and night. She's gonna rifle on you, 'cause they'll do it every doggone time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Now, if your mama's good, I'll tell you what to do. You just give her lots of loving, boy, but watch her closely too, or she'll be driving on you. And they'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Slipping if you get just what I mean, 'cause she's been rifling on you. And they'll do it every time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Well, now I've been a lot of places and there's not much I ain't done. But when it comes to women, Lord, I just don't trust the one, because they rifle on you. And they'll do it every doggone time. And when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind.
Hey, Mr. Cash.
Yeah.
You like my new shirts? I had to look all over town to find just the kind I wanted.
All right, if you want something good, you got to look real hard for it, you know?
Oh, I don't know about that. Now, you take a good tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You can buy it just anywhere. And just look at all that good, satisfying comfort and downright smoking goodness and pleasure you get.
I have to agree, Rod. Prince Albert is a real good buy. PA gives you such a mild, cool, comfortable smoke. And it's always fresh.
Yeah, and PA is crimp cut, so it packs right, burns slow and lazy-like, and tastes good.
That's because Prince Albert's process locks in all the natural tobacco taste and flavor. It even snaps it up.
Yeah, PA in an OCB paper rolls easy and stays put, so the best making cigarette that you ever smoked in your life.
You're so right, Rod. So whether you're a pipe smoker or a making man, relax. Enjoy the tastiest, coolest, most comfortable smoke you ever had with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Yeah.
It's time for a little dancing, so here's Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and the Opry Square Dancers with Cripple Creek.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson and Square Dancers. That was just what we needed. But speaking of something we really need to forget some of the material things in this world and put a little more trust and faith in our fellow man. We need to put gold aside and live a little more by the golden rule. That brings us up to this fine hymn written by our very good friend Jimmy Davis. I was there when it happened.
Some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and so I guess I
ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burdens. Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it.
I won't doubt
it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it.
I'm gonna shout it.
I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel, go get your burdens lifted and your sins will go. I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me.
He took away my heavy burdens. Lord, he gave me peace within.
Peace within.
Satan can't make me doubt it.
I won't doubt
it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it.
I'm gonna shout.
I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you very much.
Say, Johnny, I don't want to butt in on your job, but don't you think it's about time to let the folks hear from Chet Atkins?
Right you are, Grant, and here he is, the king of electric guitar, playing 12th Street Rag.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chester, and let me say, Chester is a hard man to follow, but we got just a man who can do it. This fellow here says it isn't hard to meet expenses because he meets them everywhere he goes. Rod Brasfield!
That's the finest I ever heard. Thank you, man. Thank you. Howdy, Johnny.
Hi,
Cash,
Rodney.
It's good to see you.
How you doing?
Now, I've got a telegram here. It just come for you. Mr. Dick Norris,
well,
the policeman out there, handed it to me, told me to give it to you.
Well, Rodney, I didn't bring my glasses. How about reading it to me?
Oh, well, all right. I'll read it to you. It says here, it says, Johnny Cash, Nashville, Tennessee. Says, come home at once. You're the father of an 8-pound baby girl. Well,
how about that?
Congratulations.
Me. Thank you.
Well, I'll declare
that's fine, man. That's great.
I'll declare that's, let's see, another girl, that's about six for you, ain't it?
Yeah.
Six girls you've got now.
Yeah, it must be about six. Say, listen, does it say anything else down there on that?
Yeah, there's a little sticker down here on the bottom that says, if you want a boy, ring Western Union. Oh my gosh. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Let's tell a joke right here.
All right, let's tell a good one.
All right. Can you tell me? Hi, Tom. Can you tell me where Benjamin Franklin was going when he was 29 years of age?
Where was Benjamin Franklin going when he was 29 years of age?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I can.
He was going on 30.
Oh, Rodney.
Boy, that just killed me to get one like that old you. Let's tell another.
All right.
All right. Do you know what Thomas Edison's wife was doing when he was out making lights?
No, I don't believe I do, Rodney. What was he doing?
She was home cooking liver so they could have liver and lights.
There's a mess, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Boy, it's hot tonight, ain't it?
Ooh, I reckon it is.
Hey, I'm having trouble with my gal Susie, Johnny.
Again?
Yeah, and I don't know how to cope with it. I was over to her house the other night, and me and her were sitting there on the settee in the sitting room, just sitting in the sitting room on the settee, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of smooching and sparking, you know? And her daddy and mammy was upstairs, see?
Mm-hmm.
And her daddy said to her mommy, says, "What's Rod and Susie doing down there in the sitting room?"
Yeah.
She says, "Well, they're just courting like me and you used to do when before we got married." Says, "Well, that's good. I'll go down and throw that no good bum out of this house." About that time, he called Susie upstairs, and I guess Susie's lipstick was a little bit smeared or something.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, he says to her, says, "Has that Rod been kissing you against your will?" She says, "No, Poppy, but he thinks he has." I proposed to Susie that night.
You did?
Yeah. In fact, I proposed to her every day nearly last week. I proposed to her on Monday, and she repulsed me. I proposed to her on Tuesday, and she repulsed me. I proposed to her on Wednesday, and she repulsed me. Boy, is that gal repulsive. And you do too. I figured before I got married to her, I better go over and get a little advice about marriage, you know. Went over to see Uncle Sipe and asked him about it. He says, "Rod, don't marry the girl. Whatever you do, don't marry the girl. Because when you're going with a girl and your girlfriend, you just want to smother her with furs and diamonds."
Yeah, that's right.
"After you get married, you just want to smother her." Well, I gotta go now. It's been nice visiting
with you. Well, it's awful nice having you with us, Rodney.
Before I go, I'd like to give a little advice to all the people that's driving cars, the motorists, you know.
That's good. That's
people that's driving cars.
That's fine.
At 55 miles an hour, I want them to sing while they drive, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just sing while you drive.
Sing.
At 55 miles an hour, sing "Highways Are Happy Ways," you know.
Uh-huh.
And at 65 miles an hour, I want them to say, "I'm just a stranger here. Heaven is my home." And at 75 miles an hour, just sing, "When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there."
Well, Grant, now that summer's almost here, I reckon folks will start to slow down a little and spend more time sitting in the shade, you know?
Oh, they will if they know what's good for them, Johnny. And while they're sitting, if they're pipe smokers, they'll double their enjoyment if they load up with that good, crimp-cut Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh, it burns so cool and laser-like, and it gives you the most comfortable smoke you can get.
And that special Prince Albert process locks in all that natural tobacco flavor and goodness. That's why Prince Albert in your pipe always tastes so good.
Yes, sirree, and PA is fine for a making cigarette. In an OCB paper, it rolls so easy, it stays put and smokes so mild.
So pipe smoker or making man, relax, lean back, light up, and enjoy the tastiest, coolest, most comfortable smoke ever with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, "Give me mild and mellow T.A."
Now here's our special guest back for his second number, Justin Tubb, who says, "I gotta go get my baby."
Well, when I woke up in his spine that morning. It didn't look right to me. It seemed like something was awful wrong, and I wondered what it could be. I've been thinking about it all day long, trying to figure out what was wrong. Well, the answer just now come to me. My darling baby's gone. I gotta go get my baby wherever she may be. I gotta go get my baby and bring her home with me. I hate to leave your company, it's jolly as can be. But I gotta go get my baby and bring her home with me. Too darn long. She must have got tired of waiting around and thought she didn't belong. But Lord knows I love that gal much more than I've ever shown. I'm gonna bring my loving baby back and place her on my throne. I gotta go get my baby wherever she may be. I gotta go get my baby and bring her home with me. If I have to swim the ocean, well, look out, Mr. Sea, 'cause I'm gonna go get my baby and bring her home with me.
Thank you very much, Justin. It was sure nice to have you here with us at the Opry tonight.
Thank you, Johnny. The pleasure was all mine.
All right. Now, here's another fellow who's always been a great favorite here at the Opry. We can't tell you whether his pants are too short or his shirt tail's too long. Your friend and mine, String Bean. Let her go.
Well, you ought to have been uptown when that evening train come down. You could have heard the whistle blow a thousand miles. I'm going up this track with the tears in my eyes. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. Come on, Banjo. If this train run right, seem a little warm on Saturday night, I'm 900 miles away from home. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Hear the whistle blow, how lonesome she sounds. Thought she'd blow like she never blowed before. Oh. Honey, you say so, and it'll never work no more. I'll sidetrack my train and come home.
That was String Bean and Train 45. Thank you, String. That was just great, buddy.
Say so, Johnny. But now I think it's time that you sang a song for the folks. But first, say, listen, haven't you been out of town a lot lately?
I sure have, Grant. We just finished about a two-week tour out in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, the Tennessee Two and myself, and Don Gibson, and a bunch of great stars. And about the middle of June, we head west again to California, Oregon, and Washington State for about two more weeks before taking off for the best part of the summer.
Oh, boy. Well, you are on the go, Johnny. But I know those people want to see and hear you, and we want you to get out and meet them. And all of us right now want to hear that new record under the Sun label you've got out that's going so big. You know the one I mean. Guess things happen that way.
You ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday.
I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Then you ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on. Then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Well, you ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Then you ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on. Then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. I guess it's about time we said goodbye now. We sure have enjoyed being here with you at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. It was certainly wonderful having all you guests with us. Be sure and be on hand next week when Ernest Tubb will be holding the reins, and we'll have the Wilburn Brothers along with him as a special guest. Till then, this is Johnny Cash saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love it.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.